流出你的宝血为我们作为赎价，使我们都能够在你面前成为圣洁，让我们能够有永生的盼望，让我们今生在这世上虽然有劳苦重担，虽然有一切的混乱和chaos，但是主啊，真的是你已经给我们完全的希望，完全的盼望，给我们永生的生命。主啊，我们实在是感谢赞美你。主啊，我们愿意让我们祷告的馨香的祷告达到你的座前，就是愿你的灵来充满我们每一个人，充满我们的会所，复兴我们的教会，复兴你在地上所有的教会。主啊，今天是你的主日，我们到你殿中来敬拜你，万口要敬拜，万膝要跪拜。我们的主是永远慈悲，荣耀赞美归都归于你，权柄万能全部都归于你。感谢赞美主，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名，
阿门。
Dear Heavenly Father, what a privilege, Lord, we can come before you to worship you today.
亲爱的天父，真是有何等的特权，我们能够来到你的面前。
Lord, may our prayer, may our hearts are like the incense, come before you, Lord.
愿我们的心能够像这个馨香的祭达到你的面前。
Lord, for sinners like us, Lord, we didn't know you yet, Lord, you by your great mercy and grace, Lord, you saved us.
当我们还在做人罪人的时候，我们不认识你，但是你为我们死在十架上。
Lord, you call us home, call us your children.
你呼召我们回家，然后让我们成为你的儿女。
Lord, we will return, turn around, Lord, you call us righteousness.
我们能够我们要回转，你就称我们为义。
Lord, we thank you. We give all the praise and thanks to our Lord Jesus.
我们感谢你，我们把一切的感谢献给我们的主耶稣基督。
Because this is all you accomplished on the cross.
因为这是主耶稣在十字架上所完成的。
Well, may you receive all the love and the thanks giving from your children.
愿你得到你儿女的感谢和赞美。
May the Holy Spirit anoint this place, Lord.
愿圣灵在我们当中运行。
Lord, work in us, and so we have an open heart.
敞开我们的心。
We thank you in Jesus' name. We pray.
我们这样感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
Brother Mingxiong recently shared the history of Israel.
好，敏雄弟兄最近有分享以色列的历史。
From Abraham to Isaac and to Jacob.
从亚伯拉罕到以撒到雅各。
Our high school Bible study group, we also studied Genesis, started from last year.
我们高中的查经班也从去年开始在查考创世纪。
And a few months ago, and we finished.
几个月前我们结束了。
And we learned a lot from this.
我们从这里面学到了很多。
And especially the story of that the Isaac blessing his two sons, the story is very dramatic.
其中就是有以撒给他的两个儿子祝福的故事，特别有戏剧性。
So also we can learn from it.
而且我们可以从中学到很多东西。
So and apply to us, to ourselves.
而且可以应用在我们身上。
So yeah, today, so my the topic is the blessing of Isaac.
今天的主题是讲的是以撒的祝福。
So this story recorded in Genesis chapter 27.
这是在创世纪的第二十七章。
The main characters are the four members of Isaac family.
这主要的人物就是以撒一家的一家四口。
So in the first look, Isaac was the promised son of God gave to Abraham.
按理说，以撒是神赐给亚伯拉罕的应许之子。
And also, God's future plan is all on him.
神的计划也都在他身上。
And his wife also God prepared for him, and it's brought in from Abraham's hometown.
他的妻子利百加也是神赐给他为他预备的，是从亚伯拉罕的老家娶过来。
And also they have two sons, right? They have twins, yeah.
他们有一个双胞胎儿子。
So this family should have been a model family.
这个家庭应该是一个很模范的家庭。
And moreover, Isaac is very faithful.
而且呢，以撒也是一个非常有忠心的人。
The Bible didn't say like Isaac had more than one wife, not like other people in the Bible.
也在圣经上，这个也没有讲以撒有多个妻子，就像别的人一样。
So this family of four should live a harmony, like harmony family, right? Living in a harmony.
这个家庭按理说是应该是一个非常和睦的家庭。
Yeah. Also, the Bible recorded stories of Isaac.
在圣经中也记载了一些以撒的一些别的事情。
For example, he obeyed God's word, so he didn't go to Egypt.
比如说，他顺从神的话，他没有去埃及。
Also, he's very generous. He's very gentle and didn't fight with people.
也而且他很宽厚性格也很温和不跟别人争论。
And he digged many wells, and God blessed him greatly.
Yeah, 他挖了很多井，而且神给他大大的祝福。
It sounds like the ideal life of our Christian, like we dream about.
这好像是我们基督徒应该的这个理想的生活。
But in this story, we're going to look at a different side of Isaac.
在这里我们要看一下这个以撒的另外的一面。
We look at go through the story like by sections.
啊，我们在下面看一段一段的来看。
So let's jump to 27. So verse 1 through verse 4.
我们看一下啊，这个创世纪的二十七章啊，第一节到第四节。
So we will rotate. I'll read in the odd number, and sister will read in the even number.
啊，所以我这个吉平会读这个
单数
单数节啊，我读双数节中文。
So now it came about when Isaac was old and his eyes were too dim to see, that he called his older son Esau and said to him, My son, and he said to him, Here I am.
他说，我如今老了，不知道哪一天死。
Now then, please take your gear, your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me.
照我所爱的做成美味，拿来给我吃。使我在未死之前，之先给你祝福。
Okay, so although there's only four verses, but there are a lot of information in there.
这里只有短短的四节，但是呢，有很多的信息在里面。
So first of all, Isaac, was old and he cannot see. His eyes are too dim to see.
首先看到以扫年老了，眼睛昏花。
He felt his near death.
他感觉他自己要死了。
But do you know how old was he at that time?
你知道他这个时候大概有多大多大年纪吗？
Yeah, exactly. So, the Bible scholar studied, so they said calculated he was 137 years old.
据这个圣经学者说呢，他大概那个时候他是137岁。
Yeah, I think in our Bible study we also.Calculated on the whiteboard.
我们在圣经学我们年轻人查经的时候，我们也算了一下。
But Bible recorded that Isaac lived up to 180 years old.
圣经记载以撒最后活到了180岁。
So actually, he lived another 43 years.
其实他在那之后他又活了43年。
So why did he feel he was near death?
他为什么觉得他自己要死了呢？
One side, maybe he's too weak and his eyesight is getting terrible, and then he felt like, oh, I'm probably will die.
一方面呢，是他可能他自己的这个身体也确实感觉到比较衰弱，他的眼睛也不太好，他会觉得他自己可能快死了。
And some other, on the other hand, some people guess that.Because he has an older brother, if you remember, is Ishmael.
另外一个还有一点呢，就是说，他有一个哥哥叫大家记得叫以实玛利。
And Ishmael died at 137 years old.
以实玛利是在137岁的时候死的。
So from what we read about Isaac, he probably has a pretty gentle and maybe weak personality.
从我们学圣经我们知道以撒的这个性格呢，他是比较软弱。
So maybe he thought, okay, since his brother, old brother died at 137, so maybe he's about near death when he's 137.
也许他觉得他的兄弟只活到137，他可能也是也就差不多了。
So he wanted to bless Esau before he died.
他想在他死之前给以扫祝福。
Yeah, so another thing about this is this blessing is not an ordinary blessing from parents to their children.
另外一个方面，我们要知道这个祝福呢，不是一般的从父母给儿女的这种祝福。
It has the meaning of the covenant.
它是有这个立约的这个性质。
Yeah, it's a continuation of God's blessing to Abraham and to his descendant.
是这个神对亚伯拉罕和他的后裔的祝福。
So in fact, this blessing was God's blessing.
事实上这个祝福呢是神的祝福。
So not just, you know, from Isaac and personally to bless his children.
并不是以撒自己私人的对他孩子的祝福。
Okay, the third point is, Esau and Jacob are twins.
第三点就是以扫和雅各呢是双胞胎。
So Esau is the older brother. So for Isaac to bless Esau seems normal.
以扫是哥哥，好像以撒给这个以扫的祝福，好像是顺理成章的事情。
But there's a big problem.
但是这里呢，就有个很大的问题。
So let's look at two chapters before, in chapter 25, verse 22 to 23.
让我们看一下这个创世纪的25章22节到23节。
So, but the children struggled together within her, and she, so that's talking about the, Rebecca. And she said, if it's so, why then am I this way? So she went to inquire of the Lord. The Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb, and two people will be separated from your body. And one people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger.
是22节到23节，孩子们在他腹中彼此相争，他就说，这里就是那个利百加，若是这样，我为什么活着呢？他就去求问耶和华，耶和华对他说，两国在你腹内，两族要从你身上出来，这族必强于那族，将来大的要服侍小的。
So you can see, even before the twins were born, God already declared that older will serve the younger.
大家看到，即使在这个双胞胎还没出生之前，神已经宣告了这个大的要服侍小的。
Also, in Romans chapter 9, verse 13, we don't have it here. It says, just as written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated.
正如在罗马书9章13节所说的，正如经上所记。雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。
So God loved Jacob and has chosen him.
神爱雅各，而且选择了雅各。
Just as only Isaac's decision were considered Abraham's offspring, so only Jacob's decision would be Abraham's true heir.
正如那个以扫的后代才是称为亚伯拉罕的后裔。而且这里只有雅各的后裔才能称为是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Yeah, and only the people from Jacob will receive the God promise.
只有雅各的后裔才能够承受神的应许。
Yeah, so Esau should know this. Isaac should know this.
以撒是应该知道这个事情的。
But, yet Isaac favored Esau.
但是呢，以撒却偏爱以扫。
Why?
为什么呢
？So we read verse 27 and 28. When the boys grew up, Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the field. But Jacob was a peaceful man, living in tents. Now Isaac loved Esau because he had a taste for game, but Rebekah loved Jacob.
在25章27到28节，这两个孩子渐渐长大，以扫善于打猎，常在田野；雅各为人安静，常住在帐篷里。以撒爱以扫，因为常吃他的野味；利百加却爱雅各。
So Isaac favor Esau because he loved the taste of the game.
Yeah, 这个以撒他偏爱以扫，因为他喜欢吃以扫打的野味。
But in the later part of the story, kind of we see, actually, Isaac cannot tell the difference between the game and the lamb from the stocks because Rebecca can make it taste just like the game.
所以在以后的经节我们可以看到其实以撒也分不出野味和家养的这个牲畜的区别利百加可以做的都味道都差不多。
So maybe because Esau is good at like a skillful hunter and man of the field, you know, probably very strong, very powerful.
也许是以扫因为在外面打猎所以他的身材可能是比较魁梧高大。
So from man's point of view, so Esau may be a more reasonable person to receive God's blessing.
从我们人的观点来看，以扫也许是更加适合得到神的祝福。
But you know, look at other recordings in the Bible. that Esau, we all know that Esau sold his birthright to Jacob.
从圣经别的章节我们可以看到，以扫把他的这个长子的权给长子的名分卖给了雅各。
And also Esau married two Hittite women, and they brought grief to Isaac and Rebekah.
而且看到以扫呢，他娶了赫人的两个赫人的女子为妻，他们常使利百加和烦恼。
Yeah, Esau definitely remembered when Abraham, how Abraham didn't let him marry a Canaanite woman.
以撒肯定是记得这个当时这个亚伯拉罕不让他在当地的女子中娶妻。
So he, even you know all those things that Esau did are not pleasing to God. Isaac still decided to bless Esau.
以撒他是知道这个以扫所娶的两个赫人的妻子并不就是讨神的喜悦，但是他还是愿意给以扫来祝福。
Yeah, so seems like Isaac is not only had a bad sight, physical eyes, but also spiritually, also the eyesight has. It's not very good. Yeah.
所以这个以撒他不光是这个这个眼睛不太好，他其实他的属灵的这个眼睛也是比较不太好。
Yeah. So the fourth point is this dialogue we can see is between Isaac and Esau.
第四点我们看到的是这个是以撒对跟以扫所说的对话。
So he didn't call the whole family to announce, say, hey, I'm going to bless Esau.
他并没有把这个全家人叫在一起来宣告这个事情。
Yeah, normally for blessings like this, it should be, you know, the whole family called together and to do it.
Yeah, 通常像这种祝福的事情应该是全家聚在一起。
So maybe Esau knows that this is against God's will, so he didn't want to people know.
Yeah, 也许
Isaac know it's yeah.
也许这个以撒知道这件事情是违背了神的旨意，所以他不想让别人来知道。
So on the other hand, so Rebecca favors Jacob and Isaac favors Esau. So there's a big problem in the family.
所以另一方面呢，我们也知道这个利百加是偏爱雅各。而以撒呢是偏爱以扫，所以他这个家庭中呢、
yeah.
也有这个矛盾。
So Isaac probably feel like okay, he didn't want to, he want to avoid the conflict, so he just you know, didn't want other people know.
所以这个以撒呢可能也不想引起家庭的这个麻烦，所以他就悄悄的来跟以扫说这件事情。
So we know that when we see a parents favor certain children.We know this family has problem.
我们也知道，当父母对孩子有不同的偏爱，这样就家庭常常会因为这样引起矛盾。
We know that there's no partiality with God.
我们也知道神并不偏待人。
But human do.
但是我们人会。
Sometimes at home, sometimes even in church, in between brothers and sisters.
Yeah, 就是我们在家里头会这样，在教会中在教会的弟兄姐妹当中，我们也会这样。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗
？The root reason, if you dig into it, is people are selfish.
我们如果真正的往里面挖的这个真正的根源的话，就是因为我们人比较自私。
So we all care about our own interests, our own preference.And we are self-centered.
我们都在乎自己的这个利益，所以就比较以自我为中心。
So that's why people have the favoritism, you know, favor different people.
Yeah, 所以我们就会有不同的偏爱。
But from God's point of view, we should not show partiality.
从神的眼光来看的话，我们是。不应该有这个偏爱。
Yeah, you know, in family, we all know kids are different. We treat them differently.
我们在家庭我们也都知道每一个孩子都不一样，我们对孩子对不同的孩子也应该有就是有不同的对待。
Yeah, we treat use different approaches to different children because each children is different.
我们就对孩子每一个孩子不一样，所以我们对待孩子的方式可能也会不一样。
But our heart towards them should be the same, should have the same heart.
但是我们对他们的心应该都是一样的。
Okay, so let's move on to the next part of the story.
让我们看下面一段。
So it's next also a dialogue between Rebecca and Jacob.
下面一段是这个 Rebecca 和这个利百加和雅各之间的对话。
We read from verse 5 to 17.
我们看一下这个第五节到第十七节。
We still take rotate to read it.
我们还是轮流来用中文和英文轮流读。
Rebecca was listening while Isaac spoke to his son Esau. So when Esau went to the field to hunt for game, for game to bring home.
利百加就对他儿子雅各说：“我听见你父亲对你哥哥以扫说。”
Bring me some game and prepare a savory dish for me, then that I may eat and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death.
现在我儿，你要照着我所吩咐你的，听从我的话。
Go now to the flock and bring me two choice young goats from there, that I may prepare them as a savory dish for your father, such as he loves.
你拿到你父亲那里给他吃。使他在未死之先给你祝福。
Jacob answered his mother Rebecca, Behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man.
倘若我父亲摸着我，必以我为欺哄人的，我就遭咒诅，不得祝福。
But his mother said to him, Your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go, get them for me.
他便去拿来，交给他母亲。他母亲就照他父亲所爱的做成美味。
Then Rebecca took the best garments of Esau, her older son, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son.
又用山羊羔皮包在雅各的手上和腰和颈项的光滑处。
She also gave the savory food and the bread which she had made to her son Jacob. So.We see that when Isaac talked to Esau, Rebecca heard it.
我们看到当这个以撒跟以扫讲话的时候，利百加听到了。
Maybe he's like overheard it from by chance, or he just spying them.
Yeah, 也许他只是偶尔就是碰巧听到。或者他是真的是偷听到了。
But either way, she immediately came up a plan to deceive Isaac, so Jacob would receive the blessing.
不管怎么样，他马上就想到了一个计划，然后让雅各能够得到祝福。
She even worked out all the details because she understood this blessing is so important.
而且他呢就策划了一个整个的计划，因为他知道这个祝福非常的重要。
She certainly knew that God intended to bless Jacob.
她确实是知道神是要祝福雅各的。
Maybe that's the reason she favored Jacob.
也许这是她偏爱雅各的原因。
But the way she chose to take is the way of human thinking, and to the way is to deceive.
Yes, 但是她选择的方法是我们人。通常会选择的就是用有点欺骗的方法。
Then this raises a question for us.
然后这里我们就有一个问题。
So if we know God's will, and is this okay for us to use any means necessary to accomplish God's will?
就是如果我们知道神的旨意，我们是不是可以用任何的方法来成全这个旨意？
The answer is no.
这个回答就是不是的。
We cannot use a human method to fulfill God's purpose.
我们不可以用人的方法来成全神的旨意。
if you remember that God promised Abraham a son, but before God took action, Abraham and Sarah tried their own way.
我们记得在亚伯拉罕应许不神应许亚伯拉罕一个儿子，在神还没有行动之前，亚伯拉罕和撒拉就自己采取了行动。
And then that's how Ishmael come from.
那就是以实玛利这个出生了。
So they thought they were helping God.
他们以为他们在帮神的忙。
But we all know the consequences, right? So even today, the descendant of Ishmael still fighting with the descendant of Isaac.
Yeah, 所以我们都知道这个后果。即使在今天，我们知道这个以实玛利的后裔还是在跟这个以撒的后裔在一直在打仗。
Yeah, that's the Arabs and Israelites.
这就是阿拉伯人和这个以色列人。
Yeah, because God is not like a boss or a manager in the company.
因为我们的神不像我们在公司的这个老板。
He just assign you a task, and then you just let you figure out how to do it.
Yeah, 他就给你一个任务，让你想办法去把它完成。
Yeah, he doesn't care how you get it done, as long as you can get it done, in time.
Yeah, 他不在乎你用什么方法。他只在乎你在规定的时间把它完成就可以了。
And in the end, the manager will come and exam say, "Hey, check how you finish it."
Yeah, 在最后的时候，就是你的老板会来检查，看你有没有把它做完。
But God is not like that.
神并不是像这个样子。
If God is determined to do something, He Himself will make it fulfilled.
Yeah, 神如果决定要做一件事情，他自己会去完成。
So for our job, our part is only to follow the leading of Holy Spirit.
我们的工作就是顺服圣灵的带领。
Not try to use human way to help God.
不要用人的方法来帮助神。
And using some like sinful method, like deceive, is even to serve God is even worse.
用这种犯罪的方法，比如说像这种欺骗的方法。是不可以的。
Yeah, we need to follow the principle of God when we do things.
我们要这个遵循神做事的原则。
So in Psalms 89:14, it says, "Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Loving kindness and truth go before you."
在诗篇89章的14节。里面说，公义和公平是你宝座的根基，慈爱和诚实行在你面前前面。
So even God loves people so much, God wants to forgive people.
即使神这么爱人，他也愿意来赦免人。
But God's plan of salvation only can be accomplished at the cost of His Son, Jesus, our Lord.
Yeah, 神还是要用。他的爱子来完成这个救赎的计划。
Because he is righteous.
因为他是公义的。
So the same way we must act according to God's principles when we do things.
所以我们做事也是要根据神做事的原则。
Which is justice, righteousness, mercy, and truth.
就是公平、公义、慈爱和诚实。
Yeah, sometimes we know people claim they areacting for their, do things for God's will.
有的时候我们会听到人好像是要顺服，就是做神，顺服，服侍神的口号。
Yeah, they claim, okay, they are serving God.
他们在说是在服侍神。
But at the same time, they violating God's principles.
但是同时呢，又破坏了神这个做事的这种原则。
If you think about it, can someone steal money and offer to church, would that be acceptable?
所以你就想想，如果有人他把偷来的钱来奉献给教会，你觉得这个事情可以接受吗？
So definitely not pleasing to God.
那肯定是不蒙神的喜悦。
So God cares not only about what we do, also care about how we do it.
所以神他在乎的不光是我们要做什么，而且还更加在乎的我们是如何去做。
Yeah. Obedience to God includes following His will and also following His way.
我们顺服神 不仅仅是顺服他的旨意，而且还要顺服他做事的方法。
Yeah. So let's go back to the example of Rebecca.
让我们再回到这个利百加的这个例子。
So think about if he had not used the, you know, deception, the way to cheating Isaac, if he didn't use that, would Jacob still receive the blessings?
我们想一下，如果利百加没有用这种欺骗的方法，那个雅各难道就得不到这个祝福吗？
The answer is yes, Jacob will receive the blessings.
这个回答是这个雅各仍然还是会得到这个祝福的。
God definitely have another way to fulfill his purpose.
Yeah, 神一定有他的方法来实现他的旨意。
But when Rebecca chose to deceive Isaac, he had lost on herself.
Yeah, 当这个利百加他决定来这个欺骗这个以撒的时候呢，他其实自己就有了损失。
That's the consequences, like maybe she declared like the curse on her.
Yeah, 正如他自己所说的，这个咒诅就落在他自己的头上。
So in our church, we since last year we have talked about vision and mission.
Yeah, 我们教会从去年开始，我们一直在讲意向和使命。
So we know that we must first have a vision.
我们知道我们首先呢是要有这个意向。
And from it, it flows out our missions.
Yeah, 从那儿有了意向以后呢，我们才会有这种使命。
But to fulfill those missions, we must follow God's principles.
我们要完成，如何完成这些使命，我们必须要遵循神的原则。
We should not use the worldly methods.
不能够靠世界的方法。
For example, see, we have preached gospels. We have the, you know, gospel nights.
就比如说我们教会的福音晚会，我们请邀请福音朋友来参加。
Yeah, and we invite them to have dinner with us.
Yeah, 我们为他们提供晚饭。
Which is fine, no problem.
这些都没有问题。
Or we say we want to welcome more new families to join us.
或者我们要邀请更多的年轻的家庭来到我们当中。
So we might think, oh, okay, let's improve our facilities, make some, you know, activities.
Yeah, 我们想呢，我们把我们教会的这个设施更新一下，我们也加一些活动。
Or even offer some services, to help those families.
Yeah, 或者是我们增加一些服务来帮助这些家庭。
So those should be fine initially.
Yeah, 在刚开始的时候，这些都可以。
But we cannot solely rely on those way to meet people's need, material need.
Yeah, 我们不能够光靠这些东西来这个吸引他们。
I hope they receive all those services and then they will, you know, stay in the church.
Yeah, 也许我们给他们提供各种各样的服务，希望把他们留下来。
But what truly draw people is Jesus.
Yeah, 我们真正的是吸引人的应该是耶稣。
It should be the word of God.
是神的话。
Should be the life of Christ living out of our brothers and sisters.
Yeah, 是耶稣基督在我们生命中活出来的生命。
Is the love we receive from the Lord.
Yeah, 是从神而来的爱。
Yeah, I hope our brothers and sisters will be zealous for the Lord.
Yeah, 希望我们弟兄姐妹们对神有那个热心。
With the heart loving the Lord and loving one another.
Yeah, 在我们的心中有神的爱，而且有彼此相爱。
And willing to pay the price to follow the Lord.
而且愿意来付代价来跟随神。
And to pursue Him earnestly.
能够一直跟随到底。
And then when someone comes among us, they will drawn by our passion for the Lord.
Yeah, 当人们来到我们当中的时候， 自然的会就会为我被我们这种啊这种热心而来被吸引。
And drawn by the life of Christ in us.
Yeah, 被在我们当中的耶稣基督的生命来吸引。
And will desire to join us. We can pursue together.
而且愿意这个留下来，大家一起追求。
And not because of the worldly benefits we received, like some service or some material they can get from us.
Yeah, 而不是在这个属世上的一些服务啊，一些事情属世的事情。
Because those things eventually will change and then will fade away.
Yeah, 因为这些属世的事情会改变，而且会过去。
So. In less than 2 weeks, we're going to have our summer retreat.
我们在下面的两周的，我们要有教会的这个夏令会。
But up to now, we only have just a little bit over 30 people registered.
到目前为止呢，我们只有30个弟兄姐妹报名。
So I really encourage people, encourage our brothers and sisters, if possible, try your best to attend.
Yeah, 我鼓励弟兄姐妹，如果可以的话。能尽量来参加。
So we invite a speaker from the East Coast to share.
我们邀请从东岸的一个弟兄来分享信息。
He's going to release message from God.
Yeah, 他要这个释放神的信息。
So which is about to getting ready for Lord's coming, for Lord's return.
Yeah, 这个信息就是准备好迎接神的再来。
So this is a very important message.
这个是非常重要的信息。
So if you can put down other things in your hands and are willing to pay the price, to attend.
如果你能够把手中的工作事情放一放，能够付一点代价来一起到这里来。
I believe it's not only benefit yourself, also brothers sisters around you will be encouraged and inspired.
Yeah.我相信这不光是你自己能够得到造就，而且你身边的弟兄姐妹也会得到鼓励。
Okay, so let's look at how Jacob responded to Rebecca.
下面我们看一下这个雅各对这个利百加的这个反应。
See verse 12, he says, so seems like.Jacob is pretty passive because Rebecca is, you know, planning everything and he's manipulating.
我们在这里可以看到好像这个雅各比较的被动，都是在利百加在这个操纵一切事情。
And in the beginning, actually, Jacob refused. He said, no, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, 在开始的时候，这个雅各呢，他还拒绝，他都不想去做这些。
The reason he refused is not because he thinks this is wrong.
他拒绝的原因并不是认为他觉得这个欺骗是一件错的事情。
But because he feared to be caught.
因为他害怕被他父亲发现。
And then there will be a serious consequences.
那就可能就是说就后果比较严重。
See, God looks not only at our actions, but look at our hearts.
Yeah, 神他不光看我们的行动，他也看我们的这个动机。
So when we do things, when we make choices, this has to be based on the right reason.
Yeah, 当我们在做事情的时候，我们应该是一个好的动机。
Yeah, if we do it for God's sake, God would know it.
如果我们做是为了神的缘故的话，神是知道的。
But if we do it for our own sake, God also know it.
当我们是为我们自己的缘故的时候，神也是知道的。
All right, so let's look at the next part of this story.
下面我们看一下这个故事的下面一段。
So that's from verse 18 to 29.
从这个18节到29节。
So a sister will read first, and I'll read next.
Okay, so 雅各对他到他父亲那里说：“我父亲。”他说我在这里我儿你是谁
Jacob said to his father I'm Esau your firstborn I have done as you told me get up please sit and eat of my game that you may bless me
啊，以撒对他儿子说：“我儿，你如何找得这么快呢？”他说：“因为耶和华你的神使我遇见好机会得着的。”
Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come close that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not."
雅各就挨近他父亲以撒，以撒摸着他说：“声音是雅各的声音，手却是以扫的手。”
Oops, sorry. He did not recognize him because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands, so he blessed him.
又说：“你真是我的儿子以扫吗？”他说：“我是。”
So he said, "Bring it to me, and I will eat of my son's game, that I may bless you." And he brought it to him, and he ate. He also brought him wine, and he drank.
他父亲以撒对他说：“我儿，你上前来与我亲嘴。”
So he came close and kissed him, and when he smelled the smell of his garment, he blessed him and said, "See, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed."
愿神赐你天上的甘露，地上的肥土，并许多五谷新酒。
Many people serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master of your brothers, and may your mother's son bow down to you. Cursed be those who curse you, and blessed be those who bless you. So at this point, we can see when Jacob talked to his father Isaac, his true face. Character revealed.
我们在这段这个雅各跟以撒说话的这段对话中，他的真实的这个面目就暴露出来了。
He lied.
他说谎。
He lied deliberately.
他这个主动的说谎。
He claimed himself to be Esau.
他说他自己是以扫。
And when Isaac was like doubting him, and he lied again.
当以撒有怀疑的时候呢，他就继续说谎。
And even in God's name as part of his lie.
他甚至把神的名也说出来，成为他谎言的一部分。
Yeah, if you remember, let's go back to that. He said, "Because the Lord your God caused it to happen to me."
因为他说，因为耶和华你的神使我遇见好机会得着的。
So we know in the Ten Commandments, there's one, number three, I think it says, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain."
在十诫中，我们知道有一条是说不能妄称你神的名。
So even at that time, the Ten Commandments was not given to the to people.But still using God's name to support a lie, definitely not showing respect to God.
Yeah, 就是在我们知道那个时候呢，十诫还没有颁布给人，但是呢，用把神的名来当做谎言的一部分，也是不行的。
We must be very careful. We should be watchful.
我们要很小心。
Because our heart can deceive us.
因为我们的心有时候会欺骗我们。
We don't know our heart.
我们自己也是不知道自己的心。
Sometimes we have our own plan, and we want to do something, but we don't want admit it.
有的时候我们想自己有计划，我们想做自己的事情。
But we don't want to admit it. That's our own plan.
Yeah, 我们不愿意承认这是我们自己的计划。
But we find some reasons, some excuses. We say, "Oh, this is for God's purpose."
Yeah, 我们就自己找出原因，就说哦，这是神的旨意。
Oh, it's God, it's God's will.
那是神的旨意。
So we must ask Holy Spirit to search our heart.
我们真是要求这个圣灵来检查我们的心。
To remind us.
来提醒我们。
To keep us have a pure heart before God.
也让我们有一颗清洁的心。
Okay, so next is we look at the blessing Isaac gave to his son.
我们下面看一下以撒给他的儿子的祝福。
So like we said earlier, this blessing is not an ordinary blessing. from father to a son.
这个祝福不是一个简单的父亲对儿子的祝福。
So this is the kind of the continuation of God's covenant blessing with Abraham.
啊，这个是神对亚伯拉罕的这个这个有祝福延续，而且是有这个是约的成分在里面。
Yeah, if you look at, we will not show the words, but if you look at, compare that with Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, you can see those are exactly the same as that blessing.
我们对照一下这个创世纪的十二章一到三节，是同样的祝福。
It says, Oh yeah, here. Cursed be those who curse you, and blessed be those who bless you. Yeah.
凡咒诅你的，愿他受咒诅。
And blessed be those who bless you.
哦，为你祝福的，愿他蒙福。
Yeah. So, and also this blessing is not only to Abraham, is also to Abraham's descendant, all the way passed down to today.
Yeah, 这个祝福 不仅仅是给亚伯拉罕的，而且是给亚伯拉罕的后裔一直到今天。
Yeah, which is Israel. Yeah.
就是今天的以色列。
And also the blessing, the contents of blessing is not only the earthly blessing, it's heavenly blessing.
这个祝福呢也不仅仅是这个属地的祝福，而且还有属天的祝福。
And will bless all nations through them.
并且要万民要因这个而得福。
Yeah, but there's one point here.
有一点在这里。
But when Isaac said this blessings, he saw his giving to Esau. It's not Isaac. It's not Jacob.
当以撒给这个祝福的时候，他以为他是给以扫，不是给雅各的。
If you look at it again, you see here. He said.Be master of your brothers, and may your mother's son bow down to you.
愿你做你弟兄的主，你母亲的儿子向你跪拜。
So this is exactly opposite to what God said, the older will serve the younger.
所以这个呢是跟神所说的前面说的是反过来的，因为神说，将来小的大的要服侍小的。
Yeah, so he knew what God wanted, but he literally said the opposite.
Yeah, 他知道神的旨意，但是他就是偏偏说的是相反的。
Because he thought his arrangement is better.
因为他觉得他自己的这个方法更好。
He wants to give this blessing according to his own mind, his own idea.
Yeah, 他要把这个祝福是根据他自己的意愿。
It's like this blessing is his personal property, personal thing.It's not from God.
Yeah, 他觉得他这个祝福是他自己的事情，不是从神来的。
And he didn't realize that this blessing actually is from God.
他没有意识到他这个祝福其实是从神而来。
And this blessing is a blessing of God.
而且是神的祝福。
God just used him to announce this blessing, and he just the channel of this blessing.
Yeah, 他只是是神借着他来宣告这个祝福，而且他是这个祝福的这个管道。
Yeah, praise the Lord, that the blessing still went to Jacob just as God planned.
Yeah, 感谢神，这个祝福最后还是临到了雅各，正如神所计划的。
Okay, so let's move on on the story.
下面我们再看下面这个故事的下一段。
Verse 30 through 40.
从这个三十节到四十节。
So our sister will read first.
我先读。以撒为雅各祝福已毕，雅各从他父亲那里才出来，他哥哥以扫正打猎回来。
Okay, so before we jump out this page, we look at it. Now it came about as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob hardly gone out.From the presence of Isaac, his father, Esau came in. So remember the timing.
我们可以看一下这个时间，就是这刚刚好，以撒为雅各祝福完毕，然后这个以扫就回来了。
All right. So then he also made savory food and brought it to his father, and he said to his father, let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that you may bless me.
他父亲以撒对他说，你是谁？他说，我是你的长子以扫。
Then Isaac trembled violently and said, who was he then that hunted game and brought it to me, so that I ate of all of it before you came, and blessed him? Yes, and he shall be blessed.
以扫听了他父亲的话，就放声痛哭，说，我父啊，求你也为我祝福。
And he said, your brother came deceitfully and has taken away your blessing.
以扫说，他名雅各，岂不是正对吗？因为他欺骗了我两次，他从前夺了我长子的名分，你看他现在又夺了我的福分。以扫又说，你没有留下为我可祝的福吗？
But Isaac replied to Esau, behold, I have made him your master, and all his relatives I have given to him as servant, and with grain and new wine I have sustained him. Now as for you, then, what can I do, my son?
以扫对他父亲说，父啊，我只有一样，你只有一样可祝的福吗？我父啊，求你也为我祝福。以扫就放声而哭。
Then Isaac his father answered and said to him, behold, away from the fertility of the earth shall be your dwelling, and away from the door of heaven from above.
你必倚靠刀剑度日，又必侍奉你的兄弟，到你强盛的时候，必从你颈项上挣开他的轭。
Okay, so yeah, as we mentioned earlier, this story, this drama is really intense, right? As soon as Jacob went out and Esau came in.
我们看到这个故事非常的扣人心弦。刚以撒刚刚祝福完，以扫就回来了。
Okay, so let's go back to verse 33.
我们看一下这个第三十三节。
So when Isaac realized that the person he blessed was not Esau, here he said he trembled violently.
当以撒发现他祝福的人不是以扫的时候，他就大大的战惊。
So, and in some Hebrew, the meaning of that word it says is trembling with great trembling exceedingly.
那就是说他在有的意思就是说他是大大的
战
惊。
Yeah. So, even though if you look at it, he asked like who was the other person, you know, he blessed, but he knew it was Jacob.
虽然他在问在前面祝福的是谁，他其实知道那个是雅各。
So his trembling was not primarily from the shock of being deceived.
他的战惊并不是说他感到他自己被欺骗了。
But from his suddenly he realized, he recognized God's sovereignty and God's purpose.
Yeah, 他意识到这个神的主权。
So he clearly knew that God wanted to bless Jacob.
他清楚地知道，神是要祝福雅各。
But he chose to follow his own idea to bless Esau.
他要选择自己的意愿，要祝福以扫。
But only to find out that God's will still be accomplished, and Esau, Jacob was blessed.
他最后发现神的旨意会成全。
So in that moment, he realized the presence of God's power and authority.
也在那一个时刻，他真是意识到神的能力和神的权柄。
So in awe and fear, he submitted to God.
在这个恐惧和战惊中，他就顺服了神。
So then, Isaac could have used Jacob, you know, he could see how Jacob deceived him, so he can maybe use that as an excuse to revoke the blessing.
其实他在那个时候，他可以说雅各欺骗了他，他可以把这个把前面的那个祝福给他就是取消掉。
Yeah, and he can reassign it to Esau.
他可以把这个祝福再重新给以扫。
But he didn't. He chose to yield to God's will and said, "He, yes, and he shall be blessed."
但是呢，他选择了顺服神，然后他说，他将来也必蒙福。
Yeah, this statement is not was not made in Jacob in Isaac's own power.
他这个这句话不是从以撒自己的这个能力来说的。
Because he felt he's near death, he cannot promise Isaac will Jacob will be blessed.
因为他知道他自己快要死了，他不能够保证这个雅各以后要蒙福。
But rather, when he said this, he spoke in faith.
当他说这句话的时候，他是在信心里面说的。
He believed God's promise will certainly be fulfilled.
他相信神的应许一定会实现。
So in this moment, his spiritual is not down anymore. He demonstrated his trust in God.
Yeah, 他这个时候他的这个灵里就不再那么迟钝了。他在信心里彰显了他对神的信心。
Okay. Actually, in Hebrews, also, chapter 11.
在希伯来书十一章里面。
So we all know this. This chapter, right, is talking about many, the hall of faith, you know, all the witnesses.
我们知道，在希伯来书十一章讲到了很多信心的伟人。
And also mentioned Isaac.
其中也提到了以撒。
Instead of, you know, mentioning all the Isaac, you know, he, obeyed God, didn't go to Egypt, he, you know.Be peaceful with people or digging wells and all that.
他在里面他没有列出他在如何在迦南打井啊，饶恕敌人呐，如何听从神的带领这些事情。
But he said by faith Isaac blessed Jacob Esau even regarding things to come, kind of mentioning the thing about this blessing.
而是说以撒因着信就指着将来的事给雅各和以扫祝福。
We know in the previously we saw that in the beginning actually Isaac was trying to kind of against God, right? Like be against God.
Yeah, 我们在前面知道，以撒在刚开始的时候，他是想背逆神的。
It's opposite to what God wanted him to do.
Yeah, 跟神所想要的这个旨意是相反的。
So that is not a testimony of faith.
那个不是一个信心的见证。
But in the moment that once he realized that the person he blessed was Jacob.
但当他知道他所祝福的这个对象是雅各的时候。
He recognized God's hand was working.
他这时候明白了神的作为。
He immediately submitted to God's authority and acknowledge God's sovereignty.
他这个立刻的就转变了，然后承认神的主权。
And affirming the blessing to Jacob, saying, you know, we had read that.
Yeah, 就如刚才我们所读到，他马上就承认这个雅各将来也必蒙福。
Yeah, that was his act of faith.
这个是他这个信心的这种表现。
And it's precious in God's eyes.
在神的眼中就是看为宝贵。
Okay, let's look at Esau. What Esau, reaction?
我们看一下这个以扫的反应。
Verse 34, we say Esau cried out with exceedingly great.
我看到
and bitter.
我们看到这个以扫在这个三十四节的时候，他就放声痛哭。
Also, verse 38, also he mentioned Esau lifted his voice and wept.
Yeah, 我们看到这个在三十八节的时候，以扫就又放声大声痛哭。
Yeah, he cried twice, you know, bitterly. Yeah.
Yeah, 他是真就是两次就是大声的痛哭。
And begging Isaac for a blessing.
他这个恳求这个以撒给他祝福。
But his tears, his you know, weeping was not for repentance.
Yeah, 真的，他的眼泪并不是这个悔改。
He just like out of grief or jealousy or anger over all the earthly blessing he lost.
Yeah, 他就是很难过，很气愤，很嫉妒，对于这个他失去的这个属世的祝福。
Yeah, he showed no concern about those unseen heavenly blessings. He only wanted is the earthly blessing and maybe superior over his brother.
Yeah, 他对于那个看不见的属天的祝福，他并不在意，他只是想得到就是他弟兄所得到的这个地上的东西。
And he blamed Jacob entirely for those, you know, result. For his loss.
Yeah, 他把这个所有的这个过错都怪在他的这个雅各的身上。
But what did God say about this?
那么神在这上面，在这里有说的是什么呢？
So in Hebrews chapter 12:16-17,
在希伯来书十二章的十六节到十七节
，said that there be no immoral or godless person like Esau.Who sold his own birthright for a single meal? For you know that even afterwards, when he desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought for it with tears.
恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋世俗的，如以扫的，他因一点食物把自己长子的名分卖了。后来想要承受 父亲所住的福，竟被弃绝。虽然嚎哭切求，却得不着蒙禄，使他父亲的心意回转。这是你们知道的。
So Esau, So Esau already sold his birthright.
Yeah, 以扫已经把他长子的名分卖掉了。
But he still sought for the blessings.
但是他仍然想得到祝福。
And God called him godless.
神说他是贪恋世俗的。
Yeah, for his heart valued worldly things over spiritual things.
因为他的心看重这个属世的东西。
And even though he wept bitterly, but that would not change Isaac's man.
虽然他嚎哭切求，却没有办法改变他父亲的心意。
And if you look at the blessings Isaac gave to Esau,
我们如果看一下以扫给以撒给以扫的祝福
，Yeah, mostly it's earthly blessings.
都是物质上的祝福。
And also said he's going to by your sword you shall live. So basically, he's going to, you know, fighting all the time.
要靠刀剑度日，所以他就是一直在打仗。
But he also emphasized that he will your brother you shall serve.
Yeah, 他也再次强调他要侍奉他的兄弟。
And the history shows those words came to true.
Yeah, 在后面的历史中也都应验了。
Okay, let's move on to the kind of the continue of the story. Yeah.
让我们把后面的故事继续。
Verse 41 through the end of the chapter 46.
41节到46节。
So Esau bore a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him. And Esau said to himself, the days of mourning of my father are near, then I will kill my brother Jacob.
有人把利百加大儿子以扫的话告诉利百加，他就打发人去叫了他小儿子雅各来，对他说：“你哥哥以扫想要杀你，报仇雪恨。”
Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice and arise, flee to Haran, to my brother Laban.
同他住些日子，只等你哥哥的怨气消了。
You can say, stay with him a few days, right? Yeah.
Yeah, 就看到他说跟他的这个他的哥兄弟住些日子。
Yeah, just a few days.
Yeah, 只是几天。
Until your brother's anger against you subsides and he forgets what you did to him, then I will send and get you from there. Why should I be bereaved of you both in one day?
利百加对以撒说，我因这赫人的女子连性命都厌烦了，倘若雅各也娶赫人的女子为妻，像这些一样，我活着还有些什么益处呢？
Okay, let's continue on the next chapter. And then Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said to him, you shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan.
你起身往巴旦亚兰去，到你外族比土利家，在你母舅拉班的女儿中娶一女为妻。
May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may become a company of peoples.
将应许亚伯拉罕的福赐给你和你的后裔，使你承受你所寄居的地为业，就是神赐给亚伯拉罕的地。
Okay, so after all this, you know, story happened, and we see Esau hated Jacob.
我们看到在这些事情以后，以扫就很恨他的兄弟。
He planned to kill Jacob after Isaac died.
他计划等到以撒过世以后就把以扫杀了，把雅各杀了。
But when Rebecca learned about this, he urged Jacob to run away to her brother Laban in Haran.
当利百加知道这些事情以后，他就想让雅各去他的哥哥那边。
And he thought just a few days and then he can come back.
他以为就几天以后呢，雅各就可以回来。
And also, Rebecca used Esau's Hittite wife as an excuse to pursue Isaac.
所以利百加就利用这个以撒比较讨厌这个以扫的赫人的妻子作为一个借口。
And then reminded Isaac that Abraham found a wife for, you know, Isaac in from his own people, so Jacob will find a wife in there as well.
Yeah, 就提醒了这个以撒当时这个亚伯拉罕怎样从他自己的这个家乡为以撒娶一个妻子。
Okay, so what is the You know, when all everything settled down, what's the historical outcome of this?
最后这个历史的最后这个发生的最后结局是什么呢？
So Jacob supposed to last only a few days, and turn out to be 20 years.
Yeah, 雅各呢，本来是应该就在那里躲个几天，但是最后呢，在那边待了二十年。
So Rebecca never saw Jacob before he died.She died. Yeah.
所以这个利百加呢，在他死之前都没有见到这个雅各回来。
So maybe that is the curse that Rebecca received from you know deceiving Jacob and Isaac.
Yeah, 也许那个就是利百加他自己所说的那个咒诅，他这个欺骗这个以扫最后得到的咒诅。
So I think this gave us a warning.
这个也给我们一个提醒。
So even believers.If we violate God's principles,
yeah, 所以我们信主的人，如果我们不按照神的原则来做事
，or we sin against God,
或者我
，go ahead,
yeah, 或者我们犯罪得罪神
，we will face the consequences.
我们也会得到这个，就是说，得到后果。
Yeah, we still have the salvation.
我们虽然有救恩
，but we will take the earthly result as, because of the disobedience.
Yeah, 但是我们不顺服，我们也会得到同样就是带来的后果。
Another point is, even Esau hated Jacob at that time.
虽然以扫在那个时候是恨雅各。
But with time passed by, Esau's hatred to Jacob eventually faded away.
Yeah, 但是随着时间的这个流逝，他这种恨也慢慢的就是在淡忘。
And God blessed Esau greatly.And gave him much material wealth.
Yeah, 神也给以扫有丰富的在属地的这种祝福。
And also a heart of content.
Yeah, 也有一个满足的心。
So when after 20 years, when Jacob returned, then Esau met him.
就当那个二十年以后，雅各回来以后，这个以扫去迎接他。
Esau said, I have plenty, my brother. Let what you have be your own.
他说，兄弟啊，我的已经足够了，你的仍旧归你吧。
And also in the chapter 35, 28 to 29, it says, Now the days of Isaac were 180 years. Isaac breathed his last and died and was gathered to his people, an old man of ripe age. And his sons, Esau and Jacob, buried him.
所以以撒共活了180岁，以撒年老，年纪老迈，日子满足，气绝而死，归到他的列祖那里。他两个儿子，以扫、雅各，把他埋葬了。
So we can see those two brothers still in peace. They didn't like fight each other.
Yeah, 所以我们也看到这个弟兄俩还是没有反目为仇。
Okay, what we learned?
我们从这个故事学到什么？
The will of God will be fulfilled.
首先第一点就是神的旨意必定成就。
So all four members of this family act according to their own will.
在这个故事里，他们一家四口都按照自己的心意来行事。
They didn't fear God. They didn't care about God's sovereignty or authority.
Yeah, 他们没有敬重神。也没有尊重神的主权。
They treated God's blessings as something they can give or to grab or to seize.
Yeah, 他们把神的这个祝福就当作可以随便给予或者随便来抢夺的东西。
But yet in all this human corruption and failure, God's will still fulfilled.
Yeah, 但是呢，在人的一切败坏中，神的旨意仍然成就。
Isaiah 46, verse 10-11, it says, My purpose will be established, and I will accomplish all my good pleasure. Truly I have spoken, truly I will bring it to pass. I have planned it, surely I will do it.
在以赛亚书46章10-11节说，我的筹算必定立，凡我所喜悦的，我必成就，我已说出，也必成就，我已谋定，也必做成。
Another lesson we learn is the obedience and the faith.
另外一个功课我们学的就是神的这个顺服与信心。
So even though Isaac initially opposed God's will.
Yeah, 就是以撒在开始的时候他是这个背逆神的旨意的。
But the moment he turned, he accepted God and believed God, his faith was counted to him.
当他回转的那一刻，他就相信了神，而且他也承认了神的主权。
Yeah, and his faith was counted in God's eyes.
Yeah, 在神的眼中，神就算他是有信的。
In the same way, when we see God at work in our disobedience.
也是同样的。当我们看到神的作为在我们这个悖逆的时候，神的作为的时候，
If we don't harden our heart,
如果我们不是硬着心，
If we can stop resisting God,
如果我们不这个继续的抵挡神，
If we can submit to God,
如果我反而来顺服神的话，
That is our faith.
那就是我们的信心。
And the third point isfollow God's statutes and principles.
第三点就是顺从神的法度与原则。
So God's will is sure, and He Himself will fulfill it.
神的旨意是确定的，他自己会完成。
Our task is just to follow His statutes and His principles.
我们的任务就是遵循他的法度和原则。
Yeah.We cooperate with His will.
我们与他的旨意来配合。
Yeah, we don't rely on worldly wisdom to achieve divine purpose.
我们不依赖属世的这个智慧来完成这个属天的这个旨意。
But what would happen to those who oppose God?
对于那些敌对神的有什么下场呢？
Isaiah 1:28 says, But transgressors and sinners will be crushed together, and those who forsake the Lord will come to an end.
在以赛亚书第一章二十八节的说，但悖逆的和犯罪的必一同灭亡，离弃耶和华的必至消灭。
Okay, let's take this in our heart.
让我们把这些都放在我们心里。
Let's bow down and pray.
让我们低头一起祷告。
Dear God, we praise you.
亲爱的神，我们感谢你。
You have the sovereignty.
你有极高的主权。
Your will be done, no matter what.
你的旨意必定成就，不管会怎么样。
No matter how people disobeyed you, Lord, your will be done.
不管人怎么样的悖逆你，你的旨意必定成就。
Lord, we pray that you give us an obedient heart.
主，我们祷告，你给我们一颗顺服的心。
Let us see your work, your authority in us.
让我们看到你在我们身上的工作和你的主权。
We will turn around and submit to you.
我们会扭转来归向你。
Oh dear Lord, we all the praises, all the thanks to you.
主，我们愿意所有的感谢和颂赞归给你。
Because you have fully submitted to the Father.
因为你完全的顺服父神。
You paid a heavy price.
你付了极重的代价。
You set an example before us.
你给我们树立了榜样。
May we all deny ourselves and carry our own cross to follow you.
愿我们都来否定自己，背着自己的十字架。
To follow you.
跟随你。
I praise this in Jesus' name.
我们这样感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.